Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saila for Guidelines for Living.
There comes a time when God says, enough is enough. Then his hand meets out judgment. You can read about it in the book of Genesis when God sent two angels who came to Sodom who were intent on delivering Lot and his family. Now Sodom was corrupt to the core. Today, even the name of the city itself is a sad reminder of sexual depravity. Against the backdrop of a pagan, immoral culture, Lot had tried to raise his family to know and serve God. And how successful was he? Not very. His wife, not believing the severity of the angel's instructions, ignored their warning and lost her life. The two daughters, fearing the stigma of a child conceived through incest less than the possibility of being childless, got their father drunk and thus conceived by him. God took Lot out of Sodom, but the cultural influence could not so easily be removed. Okay, here we are today, downstream by hundreds of years. Yet the battle between culture and righteous living is not much different. How do you lessen the impact of pagan culture in the lives of your children, or the mentality of, everybody's doing it, so if I'm to succeed, I have to as well? So we play with illegal equipment, learn to punch the guy on the opposing team without getting caught, make the payoff or the bribe quietly, and take advantage of your neighbor's wife, hoping that your wife will not do the same thing with some other man. So how do we confront a pagan culture today? The option of walking out of Sodom isn't really with us. You can't escape to the desert or an island somewhere, but you can confront your culture. The following questions will help you decide. Issue number one, ask, is my concern simply cultural or biblical? Once you decide to let the Bible be your guide, most of the guesswork is gone. Hundreds of clear statements say, this is right, that is wrong, including most of the moral issues which are thought to be hazy today. You must, of course, believe that God is a good God, not a killjoy wanting to keep you miserable. When you are convinced that he knows how you can find happiness and fulfillment, walking in simple obedience eliminates most of the cultural ambiguity. Jesus said clearly, if you love me, you will obey what I command. Going beyond what the Bible actually says are biblical principles such as those that affirm the sacredness of life, issues which, though not specifically addressed, become a matter of conscience. But a broad knowledge of Scripture will help you make good decisions. At times, putting feet to your conscience, though, is one of the best way to handle some sticky situations. So issue two, ask, how does this affect my family, my children, my reputation, and the Lord whom I serve? Simply put, everything you do affects somebody. And though some things may be perfectly innocent in themselves, the long-term effect on others has to determine which side you come down on. Issue number three, ask, does my decision glorify God in its consequences? Frankly, there are some issues which are not necessarily right or wrong issues. Yet if I lose my independence and become a servant to my culture, forget it. You can do a right thing the wrong way. Lot put some distance between himself and the culture of Sodom, but he did it too late.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.